Hello?
Yeah, what happened, ma'am? Why did you hang up the call?
Because I didn't believe you were a technical engineer.
I work for Telstra Technical Department, and right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Cooks Hill. That is the reason I called you.
Okay.
All right. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed, proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right.
Right.
So first of all, let me ask you, ma'am, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow like that?
No, I haven't had any problems.
You, like your internet is working very fine, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you know what, ma'am? The thing is that from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed, proper services from our side. That
well,
is
I
the
must be just
today.
Lucky.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I must be just lucky then.
Okay, that is the reason today we have started working. And while working, we are getting a warning signal from your internet line to our centralized server. So have you made any changes in the settings of your internet, ma'am?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, ma'am, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Right. So what are you doing about it?
First of all, could you please tell me, when was the last time you used your internet lines, ma'am?
This morning, it would be, when I downloaded the newspaper, yeah.
This morning you connect your internet, it means this morning you was active. But I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Friday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
Oh, right, okay.
Yesterday,
I don't know who that was.
And on Friday as well, especially at midnight. Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
Yes, there was, yes.
Okay. By the way, when you don't use your internet...
Yeah, there was, but I wouldn't have been using it at that time.
No. And when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I leave it on.
Oh, okay. Your router is on all the time. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Yes, I've got one green, two green and one green flashing.
Two green and one. You mean total you can see three green lights and one of them are blinking?
Yes, just a sec. I'll do a double check on that. Does that sound right, or is it four? Have I got four lights and one of them blinking?
And all the four is green, ma'am, or some of them are yellow or orange as well?
All green.
All green. Okay, all right. And in back of your router, can you see there is some cables are connected?
I've got very limited eyesight. This is why I'm having problems. Very, very limited eyesight. Now, I've got one cable connected to the phone.
Mm-hmm. That is the main cable, I think.
And I've got one connected to... Now, wait a minute. And I've got... Black one connected. Yeah, I've got a black one and a white one, yeah.
black and white. The black one is your main power one, and the white one is your internet one. I got
it. That'd be right.
And total, ma'am, how many devices are connected with the internet, like your mobile phone, computer?
I've got a phone, an iPad, and a laptop.
And any kind of television or tablet, which
are television, yes.
Yes, I can see here your TV is also connected. All right. And I can see also there is 3 iPad and 3 iPhones and 1 tablet is also connected with these lines.
Yes, my daughters have my, yes, they have my password, my daughters do.
They connect.
And they don't live here.
Okay, so you mean to say that when they visit to your house, they connect your Wi-Fi connection to their devices?
Yes, they do.
Well, let me tell you, ma'am, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now in your house, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case if we found any kind of major problem, major issue with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Good.
So first of all, what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to provide you some security details. You can make a note of it, please. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Right. I shall do that. Okay, what are the details?
You can write down your router customer ID number, your router customer ID, which is 888.
Yes.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then A for Alpha.
Yes.
Then number 60.
I forgot to ask you, are the C and the A capitals or?
All the letters should be in capital letter.
Yes, right. And then 60.
Yeah, then 60, then give a hyphen.
Yes.
Then number 7.
Yes.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yes.
Then number 062.
Yes.
Check it, ma'am. It should be like 888
DCA 60-7D062.
Yeah, it's 062, right? This is your this is your Telstra and router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, ma'am, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customer, they are complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right?
I always hang up on any calls, as you know, because I hung up on you. Yes.
Even you're also getting this sort of calls?
I have had an occasional one over the time, yes.
And
I'm from Amazon, I just hang up.
Oh, you never try to block or report that number?
No.
Okay, no. You have to report all this nuisance number. You know what, ma'am, what happened? Nowadays, not only you, all of our customers are getting this type of calls. And that is a nuisance call, ma'am. Why should Amazon or NBN is going to ring you? All right, if you don't use Amazon services or Amazon Prime, then why? They have no authority to call you. So I would like to request you, ma'am, in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't you need to ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them. Otherwise, not. Simply hang up the call.
That's good.
Yes, I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router. All right?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
And keep it on your mind any point of time if somebody calls you up regarding your computer thing, ma'am. Don't give them these details. You need to ask all the time, what is my customer ID? If they are really calling you from the legit company, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Clear?
Yes, yes. Thank you for that.
By the way, ma'am, right now your laptop is on or it's off right now?
It's off.
Okay, we have already upgraded a security from our side. You can go ahead and check whether your laptop is working properly or not, because I need to make a report of it.
Okay. You want me to turn it on now?
Yeah, you can check, ma'am, like you are like working, it is working fine or not.
Okay, give me a little while.
Okay.
As I said to you, I'm actually legally blind, so I have a lot of trouble.
Oh, okay, no problem. Take your time, yeah. Please.
You want me to go into the internet, don't you?
You know how to check the speed of your internet?
No, I have no idea how to check the speed of my internet. Okay. I'm quite elderly.
No problem. I will try my level best because I need to make a report. Once your laptop will get on, please do let me know.
Laptop's on. I just need to put in my... I've brought up Google.
You can do one thing. You can type in the Google Telstra speed test.
I can type in the Google
Telstra speed
with
test.
Capital or not?
Doesn't matter, ma'am.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A, yes.
Yeah, then speed test.
All one word or a blank in between?
Space. You can put a space between the other word.
Speed test, S-T-E-E-D-T-E-S-T.
Yes, right. Then you can search for it and let me know what are the options come up.
Right. I've just got to go and get my magnifying glass. I can't see. Where to press search.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be such a nuisance.
No problem, ma'am. This is my duty. I have to do this.
Yeah.
After typing Telstra speed test, what do you see?
Waiting. Didn't get that. Try again.
Oh, I think you made a mistake.
I must have made a mistake.
No problem. Go back to the Google again. Go back to the Google.
Yes.
And type in the Google again, Telstra speed test. Enter. And once you are done, ma'am, let me know, okay? What do you see, ma'am?
I didn't get that. I'll just have to try again.
Are you doing this from your Google Chrome or only the Google?
Just from Google, I think. I'm not sure. It's just okay. How I look up anything,
okay.
Usually.
Okay, usually you normally use Google. Okay, no problem. You can do it in the same way.
Not being able to be so difficult.
If you need my help, please let me know, okay?
I do need your help.
What do you see on your screen? Tell me so that I can guide you. What do you see now?
I've gone back to Google, and I've just gone back to see that I've done speed test right, and it's got speed test Telstra.
Yeah, speed test Telstra. Right.
I've got Telstra again on it.
Yes.
How do I get rid of? Get rid of everything and start again, I think.
By the help of backspace, you can delete everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to find backspace.
Where you can see enter key, just above to enter key, you will get a backspace.
Yeah, I've got that. I've wiped it all.
Okay.
And it's here. I might do it up there instead. I'll try that.
Have you done? Have you done, ma'am?
Telstra speed test not working. Tablet speed test dot net. Telstra speed last results. Telstra speed test mobile also has come out up without me pressing anything. Which
okay, I got it.
Go on to the speed test, click that. Click that one and see if that comes up. Yes, that says, speed test Telstra.
Yeah, click on it, ma'am. Click on speed test Telstra. And when you click on it, it will go to your, it will go through to our official. Yes, ma'am. This is our official Telstra speed test page. You can click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options: ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Something says, ping says 12.
Ping is 12, okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And what are the download and upload speed you are getting, ma'am?
19.8.
And I think and the download speed, ma'am?
And speed test results. 102.8 and 18.7.
18.7, all right, okay, let me check. Well, as per my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 120 Mbps. That is 120 Mbps megabyte per second. But the download speed which you are getting, that is fair enough. You are getting 102, right? But the upload is very low. That is 18.8 Mbps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, if you don't mind, can I ask you, ma'am, basically what do you do over the internet?
mostly just emails.
Emails, and you told me sometime you
download. Bank.
And you told me sometime you download our newspaper, this type of
thing. Oh, every day I download the newspaper. Yes, that's true.
That's true. Okay, no problem. I think, ma'am, some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it. Close it and come to your normal home screen where you can see all of your icons. You can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
Extreme left hand side
bottom corner.
I need the symbols. Oh, right in the corner, you mean, where I turn it off?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
You mean right down in the left-hand corner?
Yes.
The symbol to turn it off?
Yeah, and just right next to it, ma'am, right next to it.
It says, type here to search.
Right, you can click on it and type in there, system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system.
I'm just going to have to put the phone down for a minute.
Okay. Have you done, ma'am?
No, when I click on where I'm going to type, I just click on it, and up comes something else.
Yeah, you can keep typing from your keyboard, ma'am. It will give you the option. You can type from your keyboard, system.
Oh, what have I got to type?
System.
System.
And when you have typed systems, what are the options come up on your screen?
System. I've typed that. Then what do I do?
What are the options come up on your screen, ma'am?
I can't read them.
From the top.
System configuration.
Yes, settings. Right. You can click on system configuration. Click on it.
Click on that.
Yes. And after clicking on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, can you see there is some tabs over there like general, boot, services, startup.
Just a sec, I've got to put the phone down again.
Okay.
I'm back again. On that, it's got...
That is at the very top you will get some tabs like general, boot, services.
Oh, yes. Start.
You can click on services, ma'am. Click on services. Got it?
Yeah.
And when you click on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your service name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
I don't understand what you mean.
Did you click on service?
Yeah, I've got.
After clicking on.
It's on there. Office. Wait a minute.
After clicking on services, you will get four columns, right? You will get four columns. Service, manufacturer, status, right?
At the top, I've got general services.
Yeah, you can click on services. First of all, click on services.
Click on services at the top.
Yes. Now, when you click on services, below that, what do you see below that?
Some columns is writing.
Yeah, can you see the third column, status?
Oh, just a sec. I've got to put the phone down again. I've got somebody at the door.
Okay.
Good morning. I've got people here. Can we do this later or not?
Yeah, sure. How much time he will take? Yeah, you can ask.
Probably about a quarter of an hour or so.
Yeah.
Can we do it later?
Yes, I'll call you back after half an hour.
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, ma'am. Wait for my call, okay?